It's live.
You're on fire today, aren't you?
It's local.
Now.
Hey, I'm an idiot.
I know.
And it's a little bit loose.
Would it help if I called you mummy?
Never call me that. I'm certainly not calling you daddy.
Get ready for anything to happen, Sunny Coast, the Ellie and Bex podcast.
Oh, it's back, baby.
We were discussing, hello, everyone, and welcome back. Lovely to see
Grace
you, I
guess. Grace, your ears again.
We were discussing, you and I, earlier in the day about the fact that I don't get notifications from the CFM socials anymore because I want to just sort of, when I'm not at work, I don't want to be at work.
You want to switch off. Yeah,
yeah, fair. Where I can. And you do. Did you get any from anyone about the fact that we haven't had a podcast for 3 weeks?
Yes, honestly, we were blowing up.
Yeah, we had to set up a special server. No one.
Absolutely. Well, look, the end of last year was very fragmented.
Yes.
With you being on holidays and then being sick and me just bloody holding the ship, you know, just steering it into the wilderness.
Holding the ship.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Fort, ship, I hold lots of things.
If you hold a ship, how do you hold a ship?
I just hold it on a steady course.
Okay, good, good.
To the starboard side.
Good, good, good.
Anyway, so yes, but I can confirm for at least a month we'll have regular podcasts.
Why is it going to starboard necessarily?
Because I want to go to the right.
But why isn't it?
Okay. Depending on the side of the stream I'm on.
All right. I can see that no one wrote. But to those of you who almost wrote, thank you for coming back. This is a big one, actually, to start the year because we proved that even 3 weeks off doesn't dull our ability to mildly entertain people.
Oh, I know, but it does.
Eleanor,
like,
yawns.
Look, it's been a long day. The first day back is always a toughie. Yeah, no, some good lols in here. You'll hear about our holidays. You'll hear about some cool inventions.
That'll get me staying. Could you make it sound any worse? Oh, yeah, and we talk about a bonsai.
Well, that's true. Is that definitely how you say it? Bonsai.
What else would you do?
Bonsai.
You're the one that claims bonsai to be able to speak Japanese.
Hi, Nihongo. Oh, I'm not saying mask. Okay, enjoy the podcast.
Hi, I'm shit at radio.
No, that's, yes, I speak Japanese. Enjoy.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
I think long-time fans of this show will know why you'll be instantly outraged by what I'm about to propose.
So my mum and your mum.
Yeah, and cool. My dog as well, but she's deaf now. My wife and I are looking for a house. We want to rent a place. It's very tough at the moment, the rental market. I don't know if people know that.
Okay. So you've been a homeowner for the last few years.
Yeah.
Welcome to the life of a renter on the Sunshine Coast.
No, I've got a perfectly good house that I live in Bedina. I just need an additional property because I potentially want to grow.
I did not think that
just
this early
up
into 2023 I'd get to use this. If I was a rich girl, all right, I just want an additional property,
you
please.
You now make more than me, so don't even.
I'm
don't even
just
go there.
Add to the portfolio.
Hey, I need to ask you a favour. And first, I want you to just reacquaint everyone with what's the number one gag I pull about you all the time?
That I'm dirty and I got maggots in my bedroom once.
Yeah, when you were in a rental.
I did. Well, it was a long time ago.
As we're looking for a rental, I've put you down as a reference.
Stop it.
Opportunities galore.
Vengeance will be sweet. If you are a property manager on the Sunshine Coast,
come on,
and you see the name Luke Bextui on an application,
yeah,
please, I beg you.
Why?
Call
because
me
you had because you
away
had maggots at your property.
Well,
in Balyarda in Mooloolaba.
Yes, and you've been you literally. I could not get a house because they were like, oh,
yeah,
sorry,
because you're
it's
dirty.
Ellie, the maggot girl. No,
you could eat off my floor. You'd die, but you could eat off it.
No, okay. So, look, I've never lived with you before. I have shared a desk with you for the past
three years. That's nothing. I had two jobs.
I know that, A, you're not good at cleaning out the fridge. You have left many, like, lasagna and stuff in there for, you know, a month or two. I know that you've constantly got dirty coffee cups on your desk.
From you.
And I know
I make you coffee, you ungrateful swine.
The Christmas present that I gave you 2 years ago,
which I didn't want,
is still sitting under your desk.
Is that, the growlers that you gave me? That
yes.
You didn't give me a Christmas present. Ladies and gentlemen, imagine an open Larry box with two pieces of glass inside it.
Yeah.
It got shoved over my side of the desk because you didn't want it in your house anymore.
Okay,
that's not a present. Anyhow.
Property managers, if you're still listening, I'm just going to add to this. He's also got a real temper on him. Did you hear that?
Geez, oh, come on.
Don't hire him.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Amy Shark on 91.9 CFM. We are Ellie and Bex.
I love the narrative of that song. I literally had a crack at every bloke I knew and then went, yeah.
But the whole time, while she was kissing the other dudes, she knew.
Was she the equivalent of the person we would have seen over the holidays at your local ice creamery who's like, can I just taste a little bit of the tiramisu?
Oh, yes.
And the hokey pokey? And they go through everything?
Mate, as a savvy shopper, that's the only way to do it. hey, I want to bring to the table, look, I know Christmas has been and gone. We're done.
Yeah, and I think this is the worst impossible way to start 2023. In terms of quality content, I don't know if you guys expect good stuff from us, but this isn't good whichever way you look at it.
I feel like my theory is if we set the bar low, there's only upwards to go from
no,
there,
No,
right?
There are two or three other good radio stations comfortably in the signal.
No, they're all still on holidays. It's fine.
yeah, you'll just get music there.
Better than us.
Exactly.
A lot of pavlovas have been consumed over the summer.
In fact, I'd go so far as to say it's a bit like the prawn situation. I mean, we knew with Mooloola River Fisheries, like, what is it, 3/4 of their year is that week before Christmas.
Exactly. Like, I don't think I ate a pav in 2022 until December, in which time I had about 5. But my first Christmas dinner of the year, there was a pav that was brought out, and a conversation began around the dinner table, and every single person there had a story for it, which made me think, all right, I'm bringing it to the radio show.
Now, you have told me this before in our meeting, and again, I reiterate, ladies and gentlemen, I don't expect anyone, anyone to call.
Again, setting the bar low. The question we're asking you, our first question of 2023 is, how did you smash the pavlova?
Wow. Had 3 weeks off.
The silence
the equivalent
is
of
deafening.
15 okay. shows no, off here. To recharge what is supposed to be some of the most creative brains on the Sunshine Coast, and that's what we've come up with. Can I just qualify?
Yeah.
When you say smash, you mean literally smash, not
I mean
eat.
Literally, yes, ruin a pavlova. Now,
because your theory is that because they're so frail and fragile,
they're so easy to break.
That everyone has smacked it.
Exactly.
My only childhood memories of pavs would be my mum would make one and she'd carry it out like it was Simba.
Well, that's the thing. You need to, like, if you're transporting a pavlova, you need to take it with care. Take, for example, one of the stories that came up around the dinner table was someone was in the back seat holding the pavlova of a car, and the driver slammed on the brake. Pavlova went straight into the dashboard. Boom, pav all through the car. Story number two, I'll be quick, but this is the best one. One of my friends went to her new boyfriend's family's house for Christmas dinner, right?
Uh-huh.
And while she was there, she and the new boyfriend went into one of the bedrooms. Okay? Things began. They're getting frisky.
During Christmas lunch.
Yes, I know,
who are
right?
these mates
just
of yours?
A little bit, just a little bit like, oh, well, this is a bit naughty.
After Christmas lunch, I want to lie down, but I don't want to be touched. I don't know about you. Stay away from this.
The boyfriend.
No more prawns.
Pushes the girlfriend onto the bed in like a playful little frisky moment. Guess what was on the bed?
Pavlova.
The pavlova. Boom. Then how do you go and explain that to the boyfriend's family? You know, sorry, we smashed your pav because.
Yeah, we went from bend over to pavlova.
Exactly. 545-119.
No one's going to call because it's an absolute crapaholic phone topic as far as I'm concerned.
How did you ruin the pav?
Nicole's in Caloundra talking about the most famed Aussie dessert getting smashed. How did you do it?
I didn't exactly smash it, but I made it inedible.
Great. Is this your cooking prowess that we're talking about?
No, I made it at school and it looked amazing and I was bringing it home on the school bus and everybody was admiring it. But there'd been a fundraising day at the school that day and my mum was really into cactuses, so I bought her this big cactus as a surprise. But part of the cactus fell off and then it popped on top of the pavlova.
Yes!
And I tried to take the cactus part off, but all the spikes and the prickles stayed in the pav. And there was hundreds of them, so it made it inedible.
You are our first caller of 2023, Nicole.
And that's a good one.
And you have not disappointed.
You know, 2-3 weeks ago when we were on respective sides of the country just relaxing with our families, if someone had said you're going to get a call from a lady upbeat talking about a story that involves pavlovas and cactus, I would have taken that.
I would not believe you.
Lock that in.
It looked so good and it was going to taste amazing and I just destroyed it.
Oh, that's a shame, Nicole.
What a prick of a story.
Oh, okay, all right. The bad gags are back for 2023 as well, apparently. Okay. 91.9 CFM. We are Ellie and Beck.
Quick question. I mean, looking at his wrist and his new watch, we talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
The song's been out for 6 months. Is it now just a watch?
Yeah, it's an old watch for sure. The new model's surely out by now.
Maybe they've replaced it. Who are we to know?
It's
a non-visual medium. Anyhow, folks, want to know how have you smashed the pav? It is, of course, a Christmas classic, but you can cop it at any barbecue. And as fragile as they are, those little baked meringue deliciousness can break at any moment.
Exactly. A friend of mine at a new boyfriend's house for Christmas decided to go and have a little sneaky little kiss in the bedroom.
Yeah.
She got pushed onto the bed and that was the sound of the pavlova crumbling underneath her.
Could have been another sound in the bedroom, just quietly. All right, we better go to the phones now. Who have we got?
Deb from Currumundi.
I'm sorry, she's the funky chicken.
Deb the funky. Oh, that's hard to say. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Ellie and Bex. How are you guys?
Very well, mate. Very well. A few things to cover off before we get to how did you smash the pal. First of all, it's got in the system here, Deb, the funky chicken. Now, you've said that I wrote this in. I vaguely remember doing it. Do you remember why?
Yeah, it was like we had to make an animal sound and you guys had to guess what it was.
That's right.
And and I called it the funky chicken.
Do you have it handy? I'm just wondering.
No.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think I do quite a good chicken.
What again? What are we? Not even an hour into the year, and you're already trying to outdo someone who would be on our top tier of listeners. You know, so
sorry,
loyal,
funky chicken.
Helps us out with everything. Funky chicken, can you please tell us? Have you? We're speaking pavlovas, and when you've accidentally smashed them, have you got a story?
Well, yeah, it wasn't me. It was my friend. When we were in primary school. We were brought up Catholic, so it was our confirmation, and so she had a big party with the family afterwards and insisted on carrying the cake, and she tripped and went face first into it.
No, not a face. Oh, that's like something
face
out of
a pavlova.
Yeah, a clown movie. Cream pie in the face. Oh gosh, did she get like bits of kiwi and strawberry in her eye or?
She just got in a lot of trouble off her dad because he was Italian and he got embarrassed in front of the family.
Oh,
never
gosh.
Insult the family. He was actually the godfather. Can we just back up? Referencing kiwi fruit as just kiwi. I don't know if I'm feeling that.
Kiwi fruit. What did I say?
You said, did it get bits of kiwi in it?
A bit of kiwi.
Fruit.
Deb, funky chicken, please weigh in.
Oh, come on, guys.
It's too early to argue.
Come on, guys, get me
on the
first day.
I love when one of our age-old listeners says, too early for mum and dad to argue.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Funky Chicken, Bukirk.
Thanks, guys.
Ellie and Bex.
I have loved this story today. Apparently there's an invention convention, also known as the Consumer Electronics Industry Annual Gathering.
Okay.
Right.
I think invention convention is a much better option.
Well, that's what I called it. Where basically all these new products get brought to the table. And I love this stuff because you know me. I'm on a lifelong quest to invent something, retire, and be rich.
But your inventions are awful.
I know. And I've read all of these ones and I'm like, you know what? They might, maybe, every dare I say, a class
above. Every now and then you do one on the show and I have to go and tell, like I find myself in a conversation within the next week with someone that you may or may not know going, honestly, she's really intelligent normally. You know what I mean? Like,
excuse me, my ideas are great, but not as good as some of these. Okay, I'm going to run you through what has been presented at this convention. First one, a toothbrush that can brush your teeth in 10 seconds, right? It's like it's like a mold of your teeth with brushes on it, like a mouth guard almost. You put it in, it vibrates, and it just goes, and then it cleans your teeth in 10 seconds.
Anyone else thinking that the sound effects are going to be the best part about this bit? Oh, when you said it can do it in 10 seconds, I imagine someone just like hooking up a brush to a power, like a wire brush and just going for it.
Yeah. Not quite. All right. What about this one? 3D printed health supplements, right? So you do a scan. It tells you what vitamins and stuff your body needs. Uh-huh. And then it prints out a tablet for you to take that's tailor-made to your body.
I'm calling BS on that. You remember the whole Theranos overseas?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I suppose you won't like the urine tester that sits in your toilet for $770 and tells you what's wrong with your pee?
You just look at it. After a big night, it comes out brown. You're like, whoa.
Ew, did I have asparagus?
Need another Gatorade here. Asparagus. What's with that? I'd love to know what it is. Anyhow.
Emotionally available robots, because apparently the downfall of the robot industry is that they're just machines.
Who would have thought when you were looking for a significant other and you went for a machine that, you know, you wouldn't be able to find that sensitivity.
So true. Well, these ones, they'll glow and nod and make noises when they're happy with you.
Because that's what your wife does. So you just, doll, I mow the lawn, and Lisa just goes, nods and goes,
I would. If you offered to mow my lawn, 100% I'd nod and glow at you. What about the robot that gently bites you to calm you down? It's supposed to stimulate like a puppy or a baby sucking on your finger.
Oh, wow.
And it calms you down.
You can imagine some freak out there wearing no pants going, I'm really agitated.
Right. Let's not turn it creepy. And finally, this one.
God, you're talking about robots that bite you to calm you down. Wasn't me that went there.
The one that I think perfect for you, Bex.
Yeah, mate.
The anti-snoring pillow. I mean.
Oh.
We know this is you, but this one, it figures out what direction your head's in, right, when you're snoring, and then it alters your head position to one that will make you not snore.
Again, my wife does that.
You know, well, I just punches her in the face.
And rips out the pillow.
You know? All right, well, we'll give you the niggling pet then.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
CFM. I've had some niche interests in my life, haven't I? From time to time, for things I've gotten into. Do you want to run off a couple?
Smoking meats, brewing beer, making jerky.
Yes, sausages. Remember when I was the sausage king?
Yes. They're just some that spring to mind from the last, like, 6 months.
Woodwork.
Yeah, building stuff just in general, making a fence.
The reason I bring that up is I think a mate of mine is in a similar vein, but this may just be the weirdest thing anyone's had to look after in the history of the world, right? Mm-hmm. If you can beat it, 545-11919, you could win $100 to spend at Bella Venezia. Mm. Over the Christmas holidays, plenty of people being left pets and stuff like that to look after, cars maybe, various things.
Can I get me started on noodles?
Yeah.
Noodles.
What? You got someone left you an Asian delicacy.
No, I had to look after Noodles the dog.
Oh.
For a day that my sister was supposed to be dog-sitting.
Yes.
And Noodles the dog, A, did not respond to the name Noodles, B, stunk like a dead rat, and C, was just the most annoying piece of... Anyway.
It's a dog.
Back to
Anyhow,
your story.
That's a great idea.
Noodles
if you don't like someone, get them to look after a dog, tell them the wrong name.
Yes.
Come here, Noodles. He's not coming. Mate Scotty, who has been, we've been mates for years. He's a legend. I love him to death. And this is not a slight on him. It's just strange.
Mm-hmm.
Sent me a text. Hey, mate, are you back in town? Yep. I'm in Vic. Any chance you could look after my bonsai tree?
Bonsai tree?
A little miniature Japanese. It looks like a proper tree, but it's the size of a little plant.
Yeah, I've never understood bonsai trees. Because don't they take
what do you need
like
to understand?
12, don't they take like 12 years to grow or something?
I know something. I know a few things about them. One,
well, you must
in a Foster's advert that I filmed many, many years ago, we used a prop, and that was apparently the number one bonsai tree in New South Wales. It was insured for $10,000.
What? Yeah, they're schmancy trees.
Yeah.
So that's fair enough that you've got to look after it. How did you look after it?
You've got to keep it in the sun, for those who are wondering, and water it thoroughly once a day. My question is this, though. I mean, a bit weird, isn't it? You know, Scotty, it's just a man's man.
I'd rather the bonsai than noodles. I bet the bonsai smelt good, at least.
It looks beautiful, actually. Responds to its name, doesn't go anywhere. It's way better than noodles.
Steve's in Golden Beach. What's it mean for you, Steve?
Okay, so it's not a dog. It's not even a plant. It's not even something that's living anymore. But a friend of mine had to go down to Brisbane all of a sudden because another friend, long story short, something happened. Anyway, he was cooking a 72-hour big rump on his barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have not cooked a thing in my life on a barbecue. I have no idea. And he was telling me all about the probes and all about this stuff and this. And I had to ring him like 6 times.
Yes.
Apparently it turned out okay.
So you got left a steak to babysit.
Oh yeah. And that was his baby, trust me.
So what'd you have to do? What were your tasks as babysitter?
Were you a reverse searing?
Yeah, sprinkling some seasoning.
I was turning, I was resting, I was making sure the gas didn't run out, I was doing all sorts of things.
Also, it was actually cooking. I thought it was marinating or something.
No, no, it was on the barbecue cooking, yes.
Yeah, so
I reckon
old mate has taken this incredibly expensive cut of meat that you'll take forever to cook, and he's kicked things off, and then something's happened with his mate, and he's called Steve over and said, look, mate, I've already started the process. Is that essentially what's happened?
That's exactly what's happened, yeah.
Steve, did you get to taste the steak in the end?
You'd think.
Yeah.
No, because I then went away while he had his little do for his family.
Oh, no.
And everyone was like, it's delicious. Yeah, I cooked it myself. Yeah, no worries. Well, didn't think we'd get steak, but that's the beauty of this job. Thank you, Stephen.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Hey, over the Christmas holidays, a few things happen that you don't really notice, but we love. Example, Eleanor Rose Cheney. You end up wearing closed-in footwear probably 5% of the time.
Yep, I'll give you that.
I was in my fish flops that Maddie, the producer, got me.
Fish flops? You know, what we're calling them these days?
Yeah, that's the actual name of them. The thongs that he got me from BCF that have the...
Look, I mean, love you, love Maddie. The thongs are heinous.
Yeah, they're terrible, but they're...
Like, they're not...
They're amazing.
...structurally sound by the looks of it.
If you look at it, when I was walking on like a gravel road, the worst thing about them, if you imagine, folks, they're like a opening, the mouth of the fish is where your toes are.
Yeah.
That's your peep toe, if you like.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm walking along and the gravel is getting sucked in by the mouth of the fish.
Yeah.
But unlike a regular thong where it can just go out the sides because there's no sides, getting absolutely smashed by them.
I'm sorry that you had such hardship over your summer.
No, it's fine because I loved it. And the other thing is, I don't know about you, but I don't reckon I wore a collared shirt for 3 weeks straight.
Oh, I went to a lot of functions, a lot of barbecues, a lot of Christmas, you know, so I was in a lot of maxi dresses over the summer.
Maxi dresses?
I know. When do I ever come to work in a maxi dress? I reckon I wore six over the break.
I'm not entirely sure where I can go with that, but I'll leave it. The next thing is the choice of shirt over the holiday. I reckon when we went on a road trip to Sydney for about a week, I reckon I had four shirts that I cycled through.
Oh,
and they're not my best. No, you wash every couple of days.
Did you wash the fish flops?
Don't detract from this, thank you.
It's not a sentence I thought I'd ever say.
But one thing that happens every Christmas is whomever your dad is, and whether the gentleman has passed, RIP, or is still with us, your dad will break out a shirt that really needs to go in the bin.
Yeah, the holiday shirt.
And they will not get rid of it. Case in point, my father-in-law, love him dearly, Marty, legend that he is. Now, to give you the background, bit of a nerd, background as a lawyer in the financial sector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's not a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He's not that type of guy. He's a write a letter type of guy. His favourite shirt, which he was running around in all Christmas, not even a shirt, it's a muscle top.
Oh, I love a good muscle tee.
Of the, is it now defunct as Tap Out Clothes? It's a Tap
Out. Oh, Tap Out, like the
MMA brand. Sort of like the tough man's Ed Hardy. And here's Marty, whose last job for 40 years was at the stock exchange, walking around with his Tap Out shirt. He froths it, and I had to pull him aside and go, mate, you know I commentate fight sports. That's kind
you're
of...
not, you don't really fit the bill, Marty. So sorry.
So here's what I'm asking. Your dad, wherever he may be, here or not here, what was the shirt that he used to just love breaking out on holidays that you couldn't wait to throw in the bin? Now, Brock and Maroochydore, you have form for canning your old man. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but we enjoy your calls ragging out your old man.
Yeah, I just want to start off for saying thank you for giving me the $100 voucher for the boy who loves cash.
Yes.
Well, Brock, you were our caller of the week towards the end of last year and you deserved it,
Look at him, my friend. He's buttering you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what about your ever-suffering old man? Let's go through his wardrobe. What's the worst shirt he's got?
Actually, I'm just going to add on to the caller of the week. I sold it to my parents for $80 cash.
Oh, okay, so just to bring, I'll bring everyone into the conversation. So basically, late last year, we did a phone topic, which was, is cash as a gift, like, is it okay or not okay? Brock rang up and just let loose about how good cash was and how basically if you're going to deal with him around birthdays or Christmas, you need to bring
just
cash.
Give cash,
so then he won $100 voucher to Bella Venezia, which he's now on sold to his parents for $80. More cash, Brocky.
Yeah.
Oh, what have you spent the $80 on?
I actually got a gel blaster.
Yeah, of course you did.
Of course you did. Give that kid a weapon. hey, are you ready to talk? Are you ready to talk? Dad's worst shirt.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Hit us with it.
Whenever you want.
I feel like another $100 is coming your way soon, Brock. what have you got?
So he has a black T-shirt, and it's Christmas, and it says, "If you jingle my bells, I'll give you a white Christmas."
Whoa!
That is a very common Christmas carols.
It's just disgusting.
Very common Christmas carols.
Now, Brock, I don't want you to tell me like the answer to this necessarily, so don't go into detail, but you're only 10 years old. Can you figure out why that's wrong?
No.
It's good. Just because it's just good. Silly, right? It's good. An ugly, yes, agreed,
good.
Brock.
Good, we're just talking about his balls.
Okay, Brock. He is 10 years old. Brock, we would like you to call this station anytime you want, okay? Because you are a great caller.
And that's a bad shirt.
Yeah, that is a bad shirt.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Hey, I just got a news notification.
How did you know?
Because I'm back at work now, so I got to be finger on the pulse again of what's happening.
Yeah.
And this news headline is Eshays banned from wearing red sneakers at Perth nightclub.
Why?
So apparently if you wear red sneakers, you're a bogan. Or Eshays, the kids are called these days. Is that the same thing?
No, not different. They're different. No. I think they're different. I mean, I don't know. I'm not cool. Don't ask me these things. Neither am I.
And I'm getting
old. Let's plan.
So I don't know what's cool.
I think the Eshays have they wear the caps and they have the sort of the bum bags, you know, the ones that go across.
Yep. And apparently red sneakers.
Yeah, and they have their own little sort of language. Like instead of like going, it's like, okay, bro. you know.
Like pig Latin.
Let's ogre, yeah, kind of sort of thing.
We right now sound like the oldest.
We could be down. There's a bunch of blokes. There's about six of them at La Bolsa boat ramp every morning, about 6 a.m. They're all there having a cup of coffee.
With their thermoses and blankets.
Well, about those eshays. What's that? Is an eshay like a bogan?
Oh, they've got those little fanny packs, don't they? Oh, God.
All right. Mrs. Mimi.
Okay, let's go to the news.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.